The Italian energy firm Eni last month announced two major finds in the Mamba South gas fields off Mozambique's northeastern coast. The company said the field, located 45 kilometers off Cabo Delgado province, could yield more than 22 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. The announcement follows that of the American oil company Anadarko, which said its gas fields in the same area could yield up to 10 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. And Britain's Cove Energy PLC estimates its exploration field in the same area could eventually yield 40 trillion cubic feet of gas. Gas flows are expected to come online between 2014 and 2016. Tony Twine is director and senior economist at Econometrics, South Africa's largest independent macroeconomic consultant firm. He tells VOA the fields are huge by any standards and promise an enormous financial windfall for the country.
It is big. It would provide about $150 billion at 2010 gas prices. It really is a significant find. Incidentally, $150 billion US dollars is equivalent to 10 full years of Mozambique's gross domestic product. So relative to their other sources of income, this is massive.
Mozambique is one of the world's poorest countries, having emerged from a 15-year civil war in 1992 with its infrastructure devastated and its economy shuttered. The country has made many gains since then and continues to be one of the continent's fastest-growing economies. Even so, economists note this growth comes off a very small base and that most Mozambicans still live on less than $1.25 a day. Arsenio Mabote, the chief executive officer of Mozambique's National Petroleum Institute, tells VOA the financial benefits from the gas must be used to develop the country's economy and its citizens.
As I told you, employment is very important for us. Improvement of the infrastructure is very important for us. Build up capacity, training of Mozambican employees is part of the package that we would like to see, so that by exploiting the natural resources like such as natural gas, we benefit the country.
And Mabote sees benefits too for Cabo Delgado province, where there have been almost no infrastructure improvements since the end of the civil war 2 decades ago.
It will enable also to improve our basic infrastructure. As a matter of fact, if you look at Palma, where the gas discoveries are being made, you have no adequate infrastructure there. By implementing this kind of projects, we'll definitely increase the infrastructure situation, improve the infrastructure situation.
Mabote says the country will also be looking to added value projects to ensure even greater income and build capacity in Mozambique.
Implementation of projects that add value to the gas in Mozambique, such as liquefied natural gas, ammonia projects, fertilizers, methanol projects, power generation projects. Those projects will have a lot of importance because they'll enable, first of all, build up capacity in the country, train a lot of technicians as well as high-level technical people to work for those projects.
Economist Twine says that these are the dream projects that promise unbelievably high macroeconomic gains. But he says even without the dream projects, Mozambique stands to gain well beyond the simple cash flow generated by exploiting gas fields from royalties, mining rights, taxes on profits and personal incomes generated both upstream and downstream from the actual gas extraction.
So the eventual Mozambican fiscal take, at a rough guess, would probably be around about 30% of the total value added, which I guess would be in the region of $100 billion for the life of the project, and so about $35 billion, which is 3.5 years worth of Mozambican GDP just popping up as direct revenue to the Mozambican government.
Twine notes too that the benefits of such large gas fields will also flow to other countries in the region, such as Zimbabwe, Malawi, and especially for South Africa, Mozambique's largest trading partner.
And a rule of thumb applied by economists in South Africa is that for every dollar that is spent on Mozambique, wherever the dollar comes from, it doesn't matter, for every dollar, 60 cents of that dollar in turn gets spent on goods and services emanating from South Africa. So even for its large economy neighbor South Africa, it could be very, very big.
Large energy projects around the globe are often accompanied by corruption, where the cash flows often do not reach the national treasury. Twine notes that in Angola, between 80 and 90% of oil revenues go missing. But he says that in existing onshore gas projects in Mozambique, the picture is very different, and that revenues appear to go where they should. He says this is encouraging for the potentially massive revenue windfall anticipated in Mozambique. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.